This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us. And thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. Don't forget, if you are enjoying the podcast, please, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review and a rating on iTunes, it just helps us spread the message. We're joined by Ironman Age Group World Champion in the 35 to 39 age group, Christian Haupt. Christian, welcome back on. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you that I could tell you something about my career or something like that. I don't know how you would call it.
Christian, I'm excited to get you on to talk about your bike, because you've obviously put a lot of work in on your swim, but your biking is phenomenal. I mean, you had a fantastic bike in Kona in 2016. As far as it being one of your strengths, I mean, your run, I would say your run and your bike are pretty much very even as far as your strengths go. Do you spend sort of equal amounts of time on the bike and the run, or do you tend to spend more time on the bike?
I spend more time at the bike because you have to. I think the bike is one of the main points in the training. Because you have to cycle 180 kilometers, and afterwards you have to running. So you have to train how you can go very easy to running, and you just can go with good legs. Start the running when you have cycled not too hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think you have to train a little bit more the biking than the running. And for me, it's also very impressive, important that I'm in the past, I was very often injured, and that was every time because I run too much. So I think when you are a little bit you're a little bit carefully with the running kilometers, then it's cleverer to train the whole season. Then you are very often injured, like I was in the past. Yeah,
on the run. Yeah, Christian, looking at your bike over the years, is there one thing that you've done that you think has given you real big gains on the bike? Is there one thing that improved your bike significantly?
I've trained very often 3 or 4 times 20 minutes in the Ironman pace with 10 minutes easy between, yeah. And this year I was in the Toscana in Italy for a training camp, and there I drive very much hilly parts, and I think that was one of the things that I'm very fast on the bike this year at Kona.
Do you train to power? Do you use heart rate, cadence? What sort of tools do you use to get better on the bike?
I use a power meter. I think that's one of the things that you have to invest your money in, not the first thing that you have to buy is not the high performance wheels, so because they are working just at the 40 kilometers per hour and up speeds, but the power meter works from the first meter. Yeah, so you have every time you have to you every time you see when you are getting strange stronger or when you're getting weaker. So the power meter shows you what is going on your body, and I think that's the thing that you have to buy at first, and that's my interesting thing which I use.
What power meter are you using?
I'm using the Garmin Vector.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's great advice, and I think a lot of people do get sucked into buying the high-performance wheels, and they think, as you say, they're going to give them a huge advantage. But it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone can benefit from training by power. It doesn't matter how good an athlete you are or how average you are. If you do stick to the numbers and work on those numbers, you are going to get better. So I think that's fantastic advice. Christian, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to chatting a little bit more about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.